person had been sick and you'd say, well, you don't really have to worry about it. He'll get well.
Or better.
And talking about something about like getting your work done, you'd say, well, we'll get the work. Don't worry. We'll get the work done.
By and by.
If a person, like especially in the wintertime, was sitting in a kind of a drafty place, you might tell them, now you better be careful or you're going to
have pneumonia.
And what about if you thought it would be that they get a cold? You tell them, you better be careful, you're going to
get a cold.
Now, if a person had a cold and their voice sounded like that, you'd say their voice sounded...
hoarse.
And if they were going like that, you'd say they had a little...
coarseness in their voice, mm-hmm. Hoarseness.
And if they had it for hacking, you'd go...
They have a hacking cough.
Sometimes some nights you might be sitting up and kind of nod off and you'd say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
drowsy.
And you might say, now at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll...
get up.
And now if somebody came to see Mr. and he was still sleeping, you'd say, well, he's still sleeping. I better go...
and look after him. I'll call him.
And if you wanted him to...
get him up.
Now, if the doctor had given you some medicine, like a bottle of medicine, and then he looked at it and he saw it was still full, he might say, well, now, why haven't you...
taken this medicine?
And you'd say, well, now, yesterday I...
forgot.
But you say, now, tomorrow I'll
take it.
If somebody can't hear anything at all, you say that person is just...
deaf.
Now, there's sometime like if Mr. Hall had been working out in the yard, he might come in and take his wet shirt off and say, look how I...
have sweated.
And then he'd say, now yesterday when I was in the hot sun, I really...
sweated.
You know, those kind of sores that people used to get, that they would get on them that would get real sore, and it don't seem like they get them much anymore, that would come to a head.
That's a boil.
A boil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would be that stuff that was in the boil that would...
What
did they call
it? You'd say that's the core that's coming out.
Sometimes
it sets up corruption.
Oh, and sometimes it has corruption. If you had some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, my hand...
has swollen.
And you'd say, a bee stung me and my hand...
swole.
And it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
In a war, if somebody got shot, you'd say that they had a bullet...
a wound.
Have you ever heard them talk in the old days about when they would get a wound and it didn't heal properly? Talk about it having some kind of flesh around it.
Well, that's pride. They'd call that pride flesh.
Pride flesh.
Uh-huh.
What was that? That was when it didn't get well like
uh-huh.
it ought to?
And you could pick the flesh out of it. You could put peroxide.
Uh-huh.
And that would boil it out, and a lot of that proud flesh would come out.
If you got a cut on your finger, they'd paint it with that
iodine.
And what about what they would give people for fever, chills and fever, chills and malaria-type chills?
Well, they used to give them...